Great. Coming up next to the stage, everybody, she is a newer addition to LA. I think she's coming up on her one-year anniversary. She knew a bunch of the other people in the Nerdalogs. We actually didn't know each other super well, but they're like, man, she's super great. You got to get her on the show. So we did. This is Jessie Stegner.
Thank you very much. So I never lived close to any relatives. My parents both grew up in suburbs of Chicago, but when my parents met, they decided they were going to move to LA and get married and have kids out here. So holidays were never like a big family event around a table. We rarely came to visit aunts and uncles, and I never really understood why they were so distant from me. And that was until I turned 11, and my grandmother decided that she was going to come visit us for 6 months. So my nanny was going to live in our house for half of a year. And during those 182 days, she drove me fucking nuts. Nani would talk all the way through Home Improvement. She constantly would tell me, I was in fifth grade, she would tell me that all the boys wanted was to sleep with me, which at that age, I only vaguely knew what that even meant. When I wore jeans, she'd scream at me saying that all I was doing was showing off how much I wanted to have sex. For real. And when she wasn't doing that, she was fighting with my mom about how to properly clean the stove, what it really means to be a true Catholic, and how our house was definitely haunted. So it was hard because once we never really got the hang of one another before she left, and that was just sort of our relationship. Whenever we visited, we could never really connect in any way before one of us was leaving. So fast forward to I'm 15 and I've started high school, and I should preface this by saying I wasn't athletic. I didn't eat well, I didn't do sports, and I didn't really understand people who did. Like, I couldn't put a ball in a hoop. Who cares? This girl can. I can pass it to her, right? There's not a shootout on college applications. Like, what does it matter? And I think that that attitude would have been fine if I hadn't had the worst PE teacher that has ever existed on the planet. She clearly would look down on us, the people that were just not athletically inclined. It was very obvious. And for our final exam, that we were going to have to run a mile in 10 minutes or less. Now, the thing that was so frustrating about it was that during, up until this point, we weren't running every class. It wasn't like she was training us to do this. We were playing shitty capture the flag and dodgeball. And all of a sudden, now I was supposed to run a mile in 10 minutes? That's like walking into your biology class and finding out the finals about the Civil War. Like, come on. So I go, and I don't run in class. I don't run outside of class, unless it's to the waffle iron because dinner is ready. So the day comes. It's horrible, right? It's fucking awful. It's the 20 worst minutes of my entire life. Yeah, 20 minutes. I was so far behind, I just started walking and crying. It's okay, I turned out fine. So I find out, so I don't pass, and I find out that my teacher is going to make me return during Christmas break to rerun it, which, again, I'm not going to get faster. I'm not just going to magically know how to do this better. So I'm, like, racking my brain, and I'm so upset because I don't want to do this, and it's already so humiliating. Like, being 15 is not easy. My chest was tender and wouldn't stop growing. I didn't know how to properly apply eyeliner. The Spice Girls were on the verge of breaking up. Like, I don't need this right now. So the day comes, and I'm dreading it, and I'm so upset. And the morning of this run, we get a call. And we find out that my nanny, who had been in sick and been in a lot of pain, had passed away. And so everyone in the house is incredibly distraught. We're crying and we're hugging. And my mom, without saying a word, she picks up the phone and she calls my PE teacher and says, Jessie can't come today. Her grandmother has passed. And so quick work is made of talking about buying flights to Chicago. You know, what are the funeral arrangements going to be? So I go into the living room and I'm by myself and I think, way to go, Nani. I mean, she could have picked any time to go. And she picked the moment that would allow me to get out of doing this horrible thing with this woman who's the worst physical education teacher that's ever existed. And I really, I know it sounds weird, but I really do feel like she crossed whatever distance there is between living and dead and chose that moment to do me a solid. So I have forgiven her for talking through Home Improvement. Thank you.
So you never had to run that mile? Have you ever since had to run a mile?
Or just... since then, I've run miles.
But not time. Like, you never had to do it. You never had to take that test. That's
no,
so rad.
No, but I did run a 5K in, like, college, and each mile was under 10 minutes, and every time I was like, fuck that.
Yeah. See, you made up for it. You got her back.
I do.
Hell yeah, Jessie Stegner, everybody. Yeah.